The following is a presentation of CJPE 99.3 County FM, the voice of the county in Prince Edward County.
I'm Krista Hepburn. You're listening to County Grows. I have on the phone with me today Gail Walker, Master Gardener. Hi, Gail.
Hi, Krista.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me. I always love coming back.
Good. Well, we're going to talk about something you wouldn't think we'd be talking about in September, tulips, daffodils, and other spring flowers. But you're going to tell us why we're talking about it today.
Well, every year in May, we see beautiful, beautiful displays of daffodils and tulips. And people are always asking the master gardeners about where they can go and buy them because they want to put them in their garden. But the truth is, you've got to do it now to enjoy them in the spring.
Mm.
A lot of spring flowers need to be planted and overwinter in the ground, and then they will push up just as the ground is starting to thaw.
Interesting. And which flowers can come from bulbs?
There's quite a list. The first ones that appear just as the snow is melting would be snowdrops, which are only about 4 inches tall and have pretty white flowers, and crocuses, which I think everyone would know. Following that, grape hyacinths, which look like little tiny hyacinth plants. Again, they're only about 4 inches tall. They add a blue-purple color to the garden, and they have an extra benefit. I like to plant them with tulips and daffodils because the grape hyacinth will put up a bit of fresh leaves, fresh foliage in the fall. And that reminds me where on earth I planted the tulips and daffodils. So after they come up, we'd start to see daffodils and all the other members of the narcissus family. They come up mid to late April. They're followed by tulips, which come in early, mid, and late blooming varieties. So they can take us from early May right into June. Allium, a fun plant. They look like purple pom-poms. You don't see a lot of the foliage. It's down at the ground level, but these pom-poms can be 2.5-3 feet tall. So they bring a smile to your face. Mm-hmm. And then there's some really unusual plants. Chamassia, which looks like a snowdrop, but it's a taller white flower. Leucogium, Fritillaria, Crown Imperial variety is my personal favorite. They come up so quickly and have an amazing yellow, red, or orange flower on them that are really a showstopper. The smaller versions of the Fritillaria are checkered lilies, and they actually have a checkerboard pattern on the on the petals. Yeah, they're really quite cute. And then windflowers, which are also known as spring anemones.
Wow, so many spring bulbs to choose from.
It's
true.
How do I
make my choice?
First thing I'm going to ask is that people consider environmental impacts of what planting, which is a constant theme when you're talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
And with spring bulbs, we're encouraging people to stop planting something called Siberian squill or Scylla. It's a blue flower, very tiny, and it was very popular to plant these in your lawn and let them naturalize. And in the spring, you would have these amazing blue lawns. But it turns out that these are highly invasive, and I know from painful personal experience, because I wanted one of those blue lawns, and now I have it absolutely everywhere in my garden. I have to pull it out. It's creeping into natural areas. So that one's a no-no. The other thing I encourage people to not plant are double flowers. So the breeders have taken plants and they've taken a classic tulip and bred it so that it has a flower that looks like a peony or even a rose. Hmm. So they're beautiful, beautiful, full flowers. But the poor pollinators, who are hungry in the spring because there's not a lot of flowers, can't get in to get the pollen. To do our best for Mother Nature, let's not plant those two things. But once you take those off the list, plant so that you have a succession of blooms through the season. If you're a first-timer at spring bulbs, I would say crocus, followed by daffodils, followed by tulips. And then beyond that, you can pick any of the flowers and colors that you like, whatever amuses you. And that should give you nice color in your garden from when the snow melts, right through to when you plant your annuals on Victoria Day weekend.
And where can I buy all the bulbs?
Well, you should still be able to find bulbs at retail in any garden center and in the garden departments of the big box stores and the hardware stores. There should be displays. Online catalogs that you can buy from. The big ones in Canada would be Vessies, Brex Bulbs, Botanis out of BC, and if you want to buy in quantity, Costco sells bulbs.
So this is my first time planting bulbs. What do I need to know?
Okay, well, it's a fairly simple process, and mostly you will find instructions come with the bulbs. The rule of thumb is you plant the bulb at a depth equal to 3 times the height of the bulb. So if you have a small bulb like a crocus, it's probably down about 4 inches, whereas a tulip or any of the other larger bulbs would be about 8 inches down. You can either dig individual holes, and there are a piece of equipment called a bulb planter, which just takes a plug out of the ground that's big enough to plant a bulb in. It holds the soil. You put the bulb in, and then you can release the planter and drop it in. Or you can dig a bigger hole to put in multiple bulbs. It's important to remember that each bulb will probably only put up one flower stalk. I like to plant them in multiples. Rule of thumb is to do it in odd numbers, either threes or fives. Once you get beyond five, then the brain stops counting, but it's considered more pleasing to look at in odd numbers. Some people like to put in fertilizer when they plant the bulbs, and that would be something that is high in potassium, such as bone meal. But it's not strictly necessary because the bulb itself has all of the energy and all of the nutrients it needs to be able to bloom next spring. And the most important thing is plant them pointy side up. That's always, you're standing there looking at the bulbs thinking, which way does this go? So pointy side up, and they can be put in the ground anytime from now through till late October. You just want to get them in there before the hard freeze. You can also plant them to naturalize in your lawn. And those bulbs would be daffodils or crocus or grape hyacinths. But again, please, none of the Siberian squill. As nice as it looks. And they will multiply on their own while in the ground, and they will spread, and you will get a nice display year after year. The Prince Edward County Master Gardeners did a lawn over at PFAC a couple years ago with daffodils. It's looking better and better each year. The only caution is that you need to delay mowing your lawn. You know, a lot of people don't think it's a bad thing because they don't really want to mow their lawn anyway. But you're allowing that photosynthesis process to happen so that the leaves are, again, bringing the energy back down to the bulb for next year.
So I've heard people talk about squirrels digging up their bulbs. Is there any way to prevent that?
There's a few techniques. One is to choose the flowers that they don't like. The squirrels are looking for the protein that they find in nuts. And so that's why they go after the bulbs. But they don't like the taste or smell of daffodils, alliums, or hyacinths. So if you've got a lot of squirrels, you might want to focus on those. You can take chicken wire or hardware cloth, which is a wire mesh that's a little finer hole than a chicken wire, and you put that on top of the bed and then secure it with either stakes or rocks or whatever and cover it with a fine mulch so you don't see it, so that the bulbs can grow up through it but the squirrels can't come down through it. You can make cages out of chicken wire for the bulbs, again, so the deer squirrels can't quite get to it. Avoid any of the natural fertilizers like blood meal or bone meal because the scent of them is advertising that you just planted the bulbs. Same thing, any of the papery coatings sort of fall off as you plant. You want to clean up the area as much as possible so that you're not, again, advertising. There's organic critter repellents that you might find some success with. The only other suggestion I have is plant the tulips as late as possible in the hope that maybe the squirrels have already filled their larders for the winter.
I'd like to have tulips and daffodils in a container at my front door. Can I do that?
Absolutely. But again, you want to plant them now. So you have to plant up the container, water it moderately, not soaking it, but watering it, and then store it in a cool place that won't freeze. So a garage is a super spot for that. Just tuck it in a back corner. Check it occasionally to make sure it hasn't gotten super dry. If it is very dry, give it a little drink. And the other place you keep them is if you have some loose soil, such as a vegetable garden that you're finished with for the season, you can dig the containers right down into the soil, dig them up once the ground starts to thaw, and you can pop them into location and the bulbs will just come up. You can plant planters very densely in layers. So again, you put big bulbs at the bottom at 8 inches, but above those bulbs, you can plant the smaller grape hyacinths or crocuses, and the bulbs will all sort their way up to the surface, and you'll have a lovely mix of flowers in that planter.
And will these spring flowers come back every year, or do I have to replant them each fall?
For the most part, they are perennial and they'll just keep coming back every year. Just leave them in the ground. To get your best results on them coming back, fertilize the bulbs after they finish blooming, like right after in May. For best results, fertilize your bulbs right after they finish blooming, and look for a fertilizer that is high in phosphorus, and that is the third number that appears in the three numbers on every package of fertilizer.
Okay. I'm Krista Hepburn. You've been listening to County Grows. I've been speaking with Gail Walker, Master Gardener, on 99.3 County FM.
This has been a presentation of CJPE, 99.3 County FM, the voice of the county in Prince Edward County.